Oh, well, if it isn't my favorite student. Did you have some questions today about today's lesson on lightning spells? I hope I wasn't too enthusiastic. It is my specialty, Of course, you know that. Come, walk with me. I'm off to the library to help organize a few things after hours. Certainly. You can carry some of the tomes if you'd like. It's nice to have such a strong young man help me. Well, controlling the current in your body can be quite challenging at times. I don't expect students to get it immediately. I know a few did have a little accident today, but you were quite proficient. I was a little impressed, I always enjoy seeing a student use their hands in such talented ways. You've been working so hard. It shows. You passed the last test with flying colors, or flying sparks, I suppose. It put a smile on my face, seeing you doing so well. I do enjoy having you in the library so often. I see the little things you do around here. Putting a book away here, returning books of others there. It takes a little stress off my shoulders to know that there's a mystery helper keeping things in shape for me. Of course I notice. I keep a close eye on students I like. Are you saying you didn't want me to see you doing all these little favors? You're so humble. No need to be. I reward such good behavior. Now, what is it you wanted to ask me? This is the library after all, so once we enter, we'll have to be nice and quiet. Help me? Well, I do have to spend quite a bit of time organizing all the tomes left about by those naughty students. I may be able to whisk the books around to their little homes with a swish of my finger. But it does wear on me after a while. I can't say no to you. I'd love if you helped me. It makes a woman feel appreciated to know that there are nice young men within these halls. Let's go in, shall we? I'll point out the areas I need help with. And if you need anything, anything at all, don't hesitate to ask, okay? That's a good boy. Be quiet now. Shh. Oh my. You work very quickly. You aren't working too hard on account of little old me, are you? So modest. I see how hard you've been working. Are you looking to scoot on home? You are such a sweetheart. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were looking to earn a better grade in my class. I'm just teasing, cutie. I know you aren't like that. Come help me with my side now that you're finished, then. Seems there are just a few more students left. We might just finish before they leave, which is nice. Wait a moment. The tomes here are all gone. What happened? Did you do this? You sneaky little darling. Did you put them away while I took a couple of books to my office? Well, that means we're all finished, aren't we? I suppose we'll just have to wait until the rest of the students go back to their quarters. And just a little while until the library officially closes. Did you want to keep me company? I thought so. After all, you are such a good little helper. I think you deserve a gift, don't you? Well, I had a little something in mind. Come a little over here to this intimate little alcove. This is where I do my private studies while I'm here. It's quiet, and people don't venture here too often. But we still have to be quiet. Is it okay if I'm a little close? I can see you might be, but I thought I'd ask first. Oh, darling, don't worry. It's totally normal to feel that way. I know I'm a little popular among the students. After all, I know your eyes move along my body during class. Well, I'll leave that up to you. You've been such a good boy today. You paid attention in my class. You helped me so much with my library work. Would you like a little help from me to make up for it? Good boy. I know you've been oh so stressed over all this schoolwork. And it's the least I can do. Is this what you'd like? Huh? Oh, that's a definite yes. That's what I like to hear. Shh. But be quiet now. I don't want to have to shush you or punish you for being too naughty. Let me just untie these cute robes of yours. And I'll show you how much I appreciate your help. Quiet now. You don't want to alert the others in the library, do you? You'd get us both in trouble, and we wouldn't want that. I think we should have our own little getaway right here. Just you and me. Shh. Hush now. Just enjoy my hands in quiet. They tingle a little, don't they? My specialty does pass through my gentle touch at times. It makes it all the more pleasurable. It's almost like a subtle spark, a vibration that soothes you and, oh my, pre-cum already? I don't want us to make a mess, do I? I'll just use my fingers to gently have a taste. You're quite delicious, cutie. I might want a little more if I decide to be a little selfish. This is about you, though. Don't worry. I'll keep stroking. And use a bit of my energy to make it tingle a little more. Just for you. Does that feel better? Feeling my light, wonderful touch up and down your cock. Hard and just so ready for me. It's been a little while since I made a young man as cute as you come for me. Don't moan too loudly now. Shh. Cutie, I mean it. I know it feels wonderful, but this is a library. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Oh. Honey, I know. I'm sorry. Just sit right here in the chair and rest. Shh, it's okay. I didn't want to have to shock you, but you were moaning so loudly. Such a naughty boy. It's okay. Shh, it's okay. It'll wear off soon. Would you like me to keep going? It might help you to feel a little better. If you can stay quiet for me. Okay. Is that better? Does my baby boy like this? Huh? Oh, I'm sure you do. You make the cutest little noises. But you have to be quiet, okay? We don't want the other students hearing you. You are such a cutie. So adorable. I really want you to come for me. Oh, I know it might help. I can see your eyes look down towards my chest, cutie. I know sometimes in class you aren't looking at my somatic work, but the way my robe dips down between my tits, I only let very good boys see them, let alone feel them. Is that something you'd like? Good boy. I knew you'd want them. I'll just open my robes a little and slowly drop them down. Your eyes are hungry. I won't make you wait. I'll just come up real close, get them nice and wet for you, and press my warm, soft tits around your cock. That's much better, isn't it? Feeling my tits gently caress your cock like this. And you're much more calm now. Stay quiet, though. I know you're a little tingly, but I don't want to have to shush you again. Just feel me go up and down on you. I want you to feel a lovely release. All that organizing and lifting. You must feel so tired. And I know that life here can be a little tense. I want you to feel like you can relax. Just listen to my whispers. Feel me caress and pleasure you. And come for me. Don't worry about a mess. I'll make sure to get it all. Just let yourself move right to that wonderful edge. And come. That's it. Be a good boy for me. I want you to come. I want to see how much you enjoy my tits. So many students wish they could be here, wishing they could feel me around their cock. But these are just for you. My good boy. Look into my eyes. Watch me smile up at you, wanting it all. Watch my tits squeeze this amazing cock and come. Yes. Yes. Come. Come all over my tits. Good boy. Good boy. Such a good boy. Yes. Oh. Oh my. Good boy. Let me lick all of this up for you. My, my. Your load is very delicious. Makes me want a little more. I'll clean you up a little. You have such a wonderful load. I knew a good boy like you would be this tasty. Are you feeling better? Dress yourself back up, and I'll check the library. It seems the last of the students are filing out. I have a couple of things to return to my office. Would you care to join me? I'm not done with you just yet. Okay, cutie. Come with me. I need to repay you properly. There we go. All finished. Now, there is another reason I wanted you to come back to my office. Well, after a little taste, I might be a little selfish as your teacher to want a little bit more. In addition, I know you'd like a deeper relief, wouldn't you? That's what I thought. And don't worry, you can be as loud as you'd like in here. It's soundproofed by magic, so you don't have to worry about being shocked. At least, unless you'd like to. Just lean against my desk here, and I'll get you nice and ready. Would you like to see my tits again? While I give you a taste? I knew you'd say yes. Oh my, you're a little hard already. I must say, I've been yearning to taste your cock ever since I had that first lovely load. Does my tongue tickle? Just wait until you feel the rest of my mouth. I knew I'd love sucking this amazing cock. I can practically taste how much cum you still have in there. I knew after you came, you needed a bit more to truly feel relieved. Mm. You're getting even harder. Your pre-cum is already leaking into my mouth. That's a good boy. Give me more. I'll rotate my hands around your shaft as I take you in again and again. Moan as loud as you'd like. Feel my mouth and moan out for me. Show me how much you've wished for my warm, caring mouth. Don't fall. You're just melting from my warmth, aren't you? Don't resist. Just lose yourself in my throat. There you go. That's what I like to hear. Just let go. It's wonderful that you moan so loudly when I take you all the way down. I'll let you feel it in silence for a time. Just listen to me. Choke on your cock. And get as hard as you've ever been. Sorry. I've been ignoring these. I'll give your balls a few caring licks. And sucks as I stroke you. I want to make sure they're ready for me to empty you. I'll just gently taste them. Enjoy it, my good boy. Stay there and moan for me, like a good boy should. They're so delicious. I can feel the load I'm going to get. Now, my wonderful little helper, I'd like to take this cock of yours. Would you like that? I think that would be a lovely, proper reward for being so good today. Don't worry. Just bend me over, cutie. I'll come over here to my desk and clear a few things off. I'll just let my robes all the way down to my ankles for you. Do you see how wet I am? Mm-hmm. It's from you. Tasting that wonderful cock of yours has just made me want it oh so badly. Come over here and place your hands on my hips. There you go. Now, just lead your cock to... Yes, yes, just like that. And thrust inside. Oh, good. Oh, good. Good boy. That's what I wanted. You've dreamt about this, haven't you? When you stare at me in class, you're daydreaming of bending me over the desk and taking me. Is that it? Oh, don't be shy. I'll push back against you and get you all the way in each time you thrust. I like it when a young man is all bashful like this. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Don't worry. Just take one hand and wrap my hair around your fist. Pull it gently. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like that. Pull me back. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can be a little rougher if you'd like. It's okay, cutie. Press her hand between my shoulders and push me down while you thrust. There. Yes. Good. That's a good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, you're a good boy. Fuck yes. Fuck. Fuck. You want more, don't you? Don't worry. I'll give it to you. Move against the bookcase there. I'll pin you against it with my ass. I'll slam against you. Fucking you until you're ready to come. Be a good boy and tell me when you'll come, okay? I want to taste it. I want it all over me. Oh, finally giving you a reward for being so good for me. Oh, it's so hot that I might come. Give it to me. Yes. Thrust. Grab my hips and thrust. Give me that needy, hard cock. I wanna relieve you. I wanna give you what you need. What you need. Let me care for you and take that cum all over me. Feel me fuck you against the bookcase, wanting that load so badly. Pushing my ass against you. It makes it so intense. I can feel you twitch inside me. Are you ready? Good boy. I'll get on my knees and get ready for that wonderful load. I'll finish you while I touch myself. I can't help it. I just, I just love making a good boy come. Come for me. My good boy. Come on my face. I want it. I want to empty you. Let it all out. All over me. Paint my face. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come. Give me that load. Yes. I'll get it all out with a little spark of magic. Give me that wonderful hot load of gum. Oh, yes, yes. It's so warm and delicious and goodness, I can't help it, feeling your cum all over me. I'm going to come. My, my, you are such a good boy. You covered me. I couldn't help myself. This is even more delicious than the last load. I must say, I think I got a gift myself out of this little meeting. Let me clean you up, cutie. There you go. Did you enjoy yourself? I quite enjoyed helping you. After you helped me. Here, let me get you all dressed, and you can head on back to your quarters like a good student. And anytime you'd like to help me after class, You're welcome to. And I just might give you a little reward for being my helper. I love giving a good boy what they deserve. Yeah.